Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, Mama, I'm in fear for my life from the long arm of the law.
Got miles to go before we sleep.
Lawman is putting an end to my running, and I'm so far from my
home. We will not go gently. We're going to unleash hell here in December.
Oh, Mama, I can hear you a-crying. You're so scared and all alone.
Hey, somebody fix this guy's buckle. Hey, so he can play football.
He's coming down from the gallows, and I don't have very long.
Hello again. 10 days away from the NFL draft, 10 days away from possibly 10, hopefully less, newly minted Steelers, and hopefully less means they move up and make a big deal, and that could be a possibility. We would all like that. So, my friends, you have stumbled upon the Steelers Hangover, brought to you by BehindTheSteelCurtain.com. What is a Steeler hangover? If you do not know, it is for about 24 hours after the game, getting fan reaction, getting a chance to go ahead and calm down, get our thoughts in a row, you know, because usually those three-plus hours on a Sunday or a Monday or whenever the Steelers play, we initially want to have knee-jerk reactions. This gives us a chance to have the head clear, the hangover be over, and drink a little hair of the dog that bit you. But, you know, here's the thing about the Steeler hangover. It's April. We have no game. We have nothing to be hungover about. The way it's been in this offseason, my friends, there's everything to be hungover about. It was a fairly quiet weekend. Fairly quiet last 7 days in Steeler Nation, which that's pretty good. But then we had our very popular website, Behind the Steel Curtain, and the man who kicked the hornet's nest, the very one and only, my partner, my good friend, Anthony DeFeo, had a little adventurous weekend with a little article commentary he wrote. Hello, Tony. How are you?
Hey, how's it going, Brian? Happy Monday, as always. I can't wait to talk about this and hopefully other Steelers stuff tonight. I almost wanted to do my Howard Cosell impression, you know, because he was controversial. I wanted to come out with – I said I almost wanted to do my Howard Cosell impression or name some other Stephen B. Smith, some other, Skip Bayless, one of those guys. I wanted to do one of their impressions. That's what I felt like this weekend.
So do you like me calling you the man who kicked the hornet's nest?
I love it, because that's all it was. You're not going to change anybody's mind. You're just throwing a rock at a hornet's nest. They're going to come out and chase you, and then they're going to go back to their nest and be angry bees, like they always are.
So for those of you that don't know, Tony had a very insightful commentary, which he does. Now, when you look at Behind the Steel Curtain, it's really interesting because there are so many gifted writers. There are so many different articles. So there's about 10 that debut every single day. And it runs the gamut of Steeler content. I mean, you have straight up breaking news. You have, a lot of that will be written by Simon Chester or Jeff Hartman. You'll have a lot of really good insight on there by Jeff. You have what I like to call maybe throwback pieces.
talking about the old days. I do a lot of that. I do a lot of polls, and I do a lot of a satire. We have others. Dave Schofield, our community manager, he is our stat guy, and he's the guy who will dig in with a lot of stats. Right now, we have a lot of guys doing stuff about the upcoming NFL draft. Flip Fisher just had a good article on that about what's that?
So they all do great. I mean, they're doing great stuff right now.
Yeah, Shannon White. We have. And if I'm missing somebody, I do apologize. A lot of good work. Tony writes a lot of commentary, and Tony writes a lot of pieces that I guess he's our controversial writer from time to time. But he makes you think. He's very insightful, and he does a lot of satire as well. But this one, Tony, wasn't as well received as your usual one. So, and let me give you a little hint of what we're talking about. Hashtag Fire Tomlin was involved. So, Tony, I'd like to give you a chance to take it away and explain what you're thinking when you wrote this article, which, by the way, I'm going to throw a spoiler alert. I've got your back on this one, because when I read the comments, And I saw what was going on, I was incensed. I even threw out the number to this show, to anybody that wants to call in and discuss it. So I'm just going to throw that out there. But I'd like to know the process that was involved in this, what inspired this, and a little bit of the backlash. Go ahead, my friend.
Well, I mean, I've had this sort of rolling around in my head for a while now, since the end of the season. You know, every – well, if you know how Facebook is, you know, they never stay on topic, and within the first three comments, there's always something stupid on there, goofy. And what I've noticed this offseason is, you know, every Steeler-related post, whether it's our site or other Steeler sites, it's on Facebook, it's Fire Tomlin, and then, you know, it just degenerates into all this just goofy, just crazy talk. And I was on there on, you know, I didn't really want to write it necessarily because I knew what would happen. But I was on there on Friday, and I think it was the Steelers site, and there was this article about how they were honoring the Coast Guard. And within 10 comments, you know, Ben's a rapist, and Fire Tomlin, and some old guy was on there. They need to stand for the flag, you know. I mean, come on, it's 2017. So I was like, that's it, I'm writing it. And that was my inspiration. I pretty much had it written in my head, and I knew how it would go, you know, before I even – turn up my computer. So that was my inspiration for that, is, you know, it's like people are it's not necessarily about Mike Tomlin. It's like people are just never happy with the team, and they want to go out of their way to tell you that they're not happy and that everything sucks and that, you know, they ruin every article. I mean, we write great things, or we try to anyway. I can't speak for myself, but we try to put quality work up there. And they don't even pay attention to it. They just go on there, and they make it their own little playground. And when they're not doing that, they're telling you how they don't like the team and how miserable they are. And as far as the backlash, I mean, it didn't seem like it was that out of the ordinary for me, because anytime I touch on Mike Tomlin or Le'Veon Bell or Antonio Brown or anything that has to do with you know, being positive about the Steelers, I get backlash. So, I mean, I'm not really that. And I went after the people that making the comments. So I knew I would get backlash from that. But hey, I mean, if you're acting like that, you deserve it. As far as I'm concerned, I mean, there's no reason for me to go in there and act like that. I
understand. And you stood up for yourself. And I, you know, I definitely saw you do that. And hey, you're not saying anything about taking a freedom of opinion away from somebody. But some people they read the headline, and the headline didn't exactly match, did not capture the spirit of what you were saying, and it all went. Right away, it went to the fact that people thought that you were ripping on them for saying that
Mike Tomlin should be fired. That's not what
right.
you were doing. What was the headline? Right. Can you refresh me with a headline? Because I think the headline got people riled up.
The people that want that are always calling for Mike Tomlin to be fired are the worst. When I originally wrote it, it was the hashtag Mike Tomlin people are the worst Steeler fans, meaning all they do is go with every article. I'll probably be able to explain this better. Say the first time, a second ago, it wasn't a very good explanation, but explain it better. Every article you go to, it doesn't matter what the content is. It 30, 40, 50 more fire Mike Tomlin, hashtag fire Mike Tomlin. And then that starts people, why don't you leave if you don't like Mike Tomlin? And then it goes back and forth. And it's not even about Mike Tomlin. It's about the police or the canine unit or something like that. Or the Steelers gave the charity. Or Joe Hayden and his brother did something great. How he takes care of his brother, something like that. And they just go in there and they don't even worry about the article. They just go in there and they just do nothing but act like jerks. And that's how they act. And for them to be mad at me, it's like the Cowardly Lion after Dorothy slapped him in the face when he was trying to go and bite her dog, and eat her dog. I mean, sorry, but if you want to act like a jerk, I'm gonna call you out on it. There's no reason for you to act like that. Honestly, I mean, I knew I wasn't gonna make anybody go, well, gee, I never thought of it that way. You're right, Tony. I knew it wasn't gonna be like that, but I just wanted to just get it off my chest. And if people liked it, great. The ones who didn't agree with me, they weren't gonna agree with me anyway. So they're still gonna want Mike Tomlin fired no matter what. They're still gonna hate the team and be miserable. And so it really didn't matter. But it was something I had to get off my chest.
Well, I'm glad you did. Now, we are going to bring in somebody in here from behind the steel curtain in just a moment. Our community manager, Dave Schofield, who has some comments on this entire situation, too. We'll do that. I just have two comments real quick. First of all, I agree with you completely on the Facebook thing. When you look at the comment section on the behind the steel curtain site, there are a lot of people that are very insightful. There's still ones that go in and put something stupid on there and do the fire Tomlin stuff, but they are held accountable and they're called out. And there is some discussion. And sometimes it's like, yeah, maybe you're right. But the Facebook, when I told Jeff at one point, I'm like, can you not even put my articles on Facebook anymore? And the reason being because on Facebook, they come out and they're, those level of fans are just really rough, and I don't there's a lot of knee-jerk reactions, and there's a lot of situations where they're just keyboard warriors, and they're hiding behind there, and they're just ripping on anybody, feeling they can't be touched. And there's just a big difference. I think BTSC has really good, knowledgeable fans. I don't think they're as knowledgeable on – when they comment on Facebook. The second thing I was going to mention was the fact that you have the situation where no matter what it is, like you said, they're going to jump in and complain about the team. Mike Hilton got married last year. Somebody mentioned in an article, well, you should be focusing more on the defense instead of getting married. James Harrison went hunting and had a deer up there. This woman went after him for unethically killing animals. And then everyone's like, you should be focused more on how bad the defense is. And finally Debo had enough and said, hey, I bet you wouldn't say that to my face. He wrote that.
That's
and
awesome.
Like
I have more respect for him now.
When he was, this was about 3 or 4 years ago, and because he's an avid hunter, he and Kiesel would go out hunting all the time, and he was defending himself, but he's like, yeah, you guys wouldn't say that to me in person, but they go after the players all the time, and a lot of it is on Facebook, and they're hiding behind the fact that they're not going to get touched. And it's something that drives me absolutely bonkers. But, we have these players out here, and sometimes I feel that Steeler fans, a big part of Steeler Nation right now, we are so spoiled that we don't even enjoy being fans anymore. And I also feel like some parts of Steeler Nation aren't recognizing these players as people or these coaches as people. And they're just objects for their enjoyment. And when they don't play up to their standards, they're done with them. And it's just really disgusting. But we'll talk more about that in a moment. I want to bring on our community manager from Behind the Steel Curtain and our stat geek extraordinaire, one David Arthur Schofield. I don't know his middle name, but it just sounds right. Dave, what's going on?
That's nowhere close.
Hey, Dave.
So what's that?
Tony, thanks for ruining my weekend.
Did you hear that, Tony? I don't know if Tony heard that. I'm not. Tony. Well, actually, Tony is not responding. We lost Tony for a second. He'll be right back on. I'm sure he will call right back in. But, Dave, so what's going on with you, and how did Tony ruin your weekend?
Tony ruined my weekend because all of a sudden, instead of being able to mow grass and clean up my yard and all that other good stuff, I find myself having to constantly monitor an article on Saturday, 2 weeks before the draft, that has nothing to do with anything else, but you just kind of knew what kind of people were going to come out at times with this. Well, not as much the people, but the emotion that came out based on his article. I have no problem with him writing the article. I actually thought it was nice might not be the word. I thought it was a great article. The problem was so many people jumped into the comments without really getting the point of the article, which basically was their behavior was the point of the article. And that's what made it so ironic with everything, was that the number of people that looked at that and thought Tony was saying that anyone that didn't just completely 100% agree with everything that Coach Mike Tomlin does is the worst kind of fan. That is not at all what Tony said in the article. Tony was saying the worst kind of fans are the fans that just want to jump all over negative stuff, scream at the top of their lungs, fire Tomlin, fire Colbert, fire every coach, fire everybody. We don't need anything. Let's go fill the stadium to watch nobody stand on the field because everyone needs to be fired because I'm really a fan. No, you're not. You're just someone who just wants to shout and complain, and that's not what makes a fan a fan. Did I lose Brian as well?
Sorry, Dave. We're having some technical difficulty there. I did not hear you all of a sudden, so I don't know whether my headphones went out, so I've taken them off. I do apologize, but I do appreciate you saying that because we do have that problem. A lot of people just look at headlines. Are headlines sometimes too misleading?
I think a lot of times a headline can be misleading. You got me?
And is that what happened in here in this instance?
Yeah, and I think we see that all the time, and that's the problem with social media is that I've learned, I'm so glad I do not have to moderate the comments on Facebook for articles from our site because you can tell that probably well over 90% of the people that are commenting didn't even read the article. They only looked at the headline. And when you only look at the headline, you have really no idea what's going on. So people were so upset that Tony's saying that people that want to fire Tomlin are the worst kind of fans. That's not what he's saying. He's saying people that want to just scream and shout and fill up any story that has anything to do with the Pittsburgh Steelers, even if it doesn't have anything to do with Mike Tomlin or anything else, and just kind of fill it with hate. It's basically, that's the big, the gist of his article was, why are we throwing so much hate around?
And, you know, I agree with that 100%, and I'm wondering that myself. But that seems to be something that is fostered in here now, that we haven't had this before. And I know fans are tired of losing, and I know fans feel that we have squandered some great players like Ben, like Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell. But there are still a lot of things to be excited about here. So with that being said, you know, we just need to get to the point where we enjoy being fans of this team again. And that, just to me, isn't happening. And do you feel that Steeler Nation, and I know you're a season ticket holder, and do you feel that the people around you at games or a lot of fans that you're reading on here are to the point where they're just not enjoying being fans anymore?
I think the problem is we have a lot of keyboard warriors, people that hide behind the screen to say things that they would never say to another fan otherwise. They just, but unfortunately, that's just the society we are in today. See the negativity like that when I'm at the stadium. I mean, there's sometimes people get frustrated with things, but I mean, everyone all of a sudden thinks that they're an expert about everything, and therefore their opinion is always right. I mean, I feel like I'm a pretty well-versed person when it comes to football, being a former coach and everything like that, and I really study everything going with the Steelers. But to say that I'm an expert and know better than anybody else, I'm not going to go that far because we're not in that locker room. We don't know exactly what the scheme is. We're not hearing the play call. We don't know all of those things going on. We are fans. We are fans that are there to enjoy a game. And my point is, which was exactly what I think Tony was really trying to get to, is if the point of the Steelers is to enjoy the game, why are you taking all the joy out of it?
There for a moment, and so we've got you back on. So
yeah, I don't know what happened. I'm sorry about that.
No problem. So I just decided to call you in. Dave, are you still on the line?
I'm still here if you got me.
There's Dave. Sorry, we've had technical difficulties. It's called an audible there. Dave was just let me catch you up because we did lose Tony, but Tony, what Dave was doing was just basically backing up to the fact that nobody really read the article, the gist of it, or got the gist of it, just kind of read the headline that misled some people and kind of agreed with everything that you were saying and even complimented your article, but he did say that you did ruin his weekend. So,
yeah, I can imagine. I didn't find the comment section of our site that bad. I mean, Facebook was bad, but Facebook's always bad. Facebook's bad, you know, when you're talking about anything. So I can certainly imagine that. But I'm sorry if I brought the worst part of the society out for a couple of days.
Oh, Tony, it's all right. I didn't need to get anything done around the house anyways. But I appreciated your article. I thought it was very, very, very thought out. I do wish that everyone could have got the gist of it's really it, people took the main example of the, you know, hashtag fire Tomlin people and took that as that anyone that felt that way, that felt any negativity towards the coach, is a bad fan. That's not what you were saying. You're saying that people that are just angry and down and always hating, those are the fans that you can't stand to interact with.
Yeah, they're always going to have something to complain about. I mean, why would you go around with that as your sole focus of supporting the team? Fire the coach, fire the coach, fire the coach. Why would, I mean, first of all, it's not going to happen, you know, so you're just wasting energy. Second of all, you just had a team that made the playoffs 4 years in a row. It's a pretty good team. You should be excited by what they can do next year, not worrying about them firing the coach right now or anything else that's negative. It's mid-April. You should be excited. You should be excited about next year. But whatever. I mean, like I said, I'm not going to change anybody's mind.
Well, you know what? You're not, but after it was explained, I think some people may have come around on that and realized, but a lot of the people that are throwing out the hashtag Fire Tomlin on an innocent article such as, you know, the Coast Guard?
Yeah,
the Coast Guard. Helping out the Coast Guard. And in anything, it's those are your irrational fans. And so you think the bottom line is we're calling out irrational fans and saying, hey, you know what? Look at the good that's going on. Look at the nice things that these guys are doing in the community. I mean, you throw out Fire Tomlin and he's this and this and this, but my gosh, the fact that what he does for human trafficking and trying to stop human trafficking is just absolutely amazing. And so he needs to be recognized as a fantastic human being. If you don't want to recognize him as a great coach, at least give us that. I know you but everybody's, and I'm going to steal Tomlinism, painting this with a broad brush and saying, Fire Tomlin, he's going to go. He's the root of all the problems. And it's not. You know what? I'll actually defend. I mean, I know your article was not defending Mike Tomlin, but Dave, Tony, I'm going to go in and say, look, I don't think he lost that locker room. I don't think that this – I think this would have happened to almost any coach, including Bill Belichick. And here's the reason why. Antonio Brown used everybody as a scapegoat, and that's what he did. He's not mad at Ben Roethlisberger. He was his scapegoat. He wasn't mad at Bart Rooney for not knowing his kids' names. He needed a scapegoat. Le'Veon Bell really needed a scapegoat after he – signed a horrendous deal. So that being said, that's what happened. I don't think Mike Tomlin lost the locker room at all. And I will. I know Dave has to be gone in a couple of minutes, and I want to bring up one more thing. There is a big disparity, and I said it at the beginning of the show, between our behind-the-steel-curtain commenters and the ones on Facebook. When I first joined the site in 2015, my third article was one I was really proud of. The headline wasn't the headline that I put out there. Jeff changed it to attract more readers, and it really did a good job. And it had a lot of comments attached to it because it was very, very early in the process. It was It wasn't exactly breaking news, but it was a breaking speculation because I was listening to Ed Bouchette on 93.7 The Fan, and he was talking how the Steelers, with Bruce Gradkowski had just gone down, and he was talking about how the Steelers could possibly look Michael Vick's way. So I jumped on it. I texted Jeff right away. I said, hey, there's speculation that could come in. I credited Bouchette to it, and I went ahead and I wrote this article on what could happen about seeing Michael Vick. People went nuts. The Rooneys would never do that. That's a horrible thing, and the comment section went crazy. Facebook went nuts. That I got three or four personal threats, calling me disgusting, and all I was doing was reporting what happened. And it wasn't behind the steel curtain, but there was a lot of comments on behind the steel curtain too, but they weren't damning like this was. And the Facebook people went crazy. I once wrote an article, Dave, and you would have been glad you weren't the community manager when I wrote the article about 2 years ago in my random thoughts from a black and gold mind when I compared Bill Belichick to a menstrual cycle.
It was bad.
Was accused of being a Trump supporter. I got these terrible personal emails, and I even got a threat, and I got yelled at by my wife. But with that being said, not everybody enjoys some satire and some comments, guys.
Nope, they do not. You referenced Mike Vick. I wrote one, and I got like 2 dozen hate emails, and I found a Facebook message last year. Like 3 years later, I hope your family dies in a car wreck. I hope they crash and they all fly through the windshield. Because I said that, you know, it should be over the fact that they signed Mike Vick. That's how far people want to take it on Facebook. They're just, social media is just the worst. And as far as, if I could say one thing about the locker room, yesterday somebody tweeted, you know, because the Pens are down 3-0. I think this is an indication that Mike Sullivan has lost the locker room. And people were writing on Facebook, Rick Tocchet was a real coach. So you get it everywhere. You get it everywhere. Mike Sullivan's finding this out. You know, it's just, that's the first thing people blame is the coach. And in Penguins' case, the coach and the goalie. So, you know, people just, they don't know how to really analyze sports. They just want to find the scapegoat, like you said. And it's easier to get rid of the coach than it is to accept the fact that maybe the other teams might be better this time around.
Yeah, I agree with that totally. Dave, do you have any final thoughts?
Yeah, I want to say that first and foremost, I think at Behind the Steel Curtain, we have a very great community of a lot of very informed users. There's, of course, always going to be a few people out there that are going to push buttons and do the trolling thing, and that's just some of the stuff that we're dealing with. But it's really a good community. The biggest reason is it's not always what you have to say, but it's how you go about it. You don't need to attack people. You don't need to attack the team. Don't say something about the team or another person that's a personal attack. We don't need to do that. And for the most part, the community is really good at that. And when people don't follow those guidelines, many users make sure that they point that out so actions can be taken. But I have no problem with people voicing their opinions. You don't all have to all have the same opinion about everything. This wasn't about people that supported Mike Tomlin or people that definitely wanted him gone. There's a former Steelers player that I talk to regularly that is not a very big fan of Mike Tomlin. It's okay. We don't all have to agree about that. But he's not going to go screaming it from the rooftops that this is what's going to happen and just be all nothing but negativity and everything's bad. That's not how we need to live our lives. I think this was more of a commentary on life than what it was on the Steelers and just the way that we are and the way that we treat other people that we, cause we don't know them, and the way we speak to them and the way we speak about our celebrities and our athletes and things like that, it's definitely the negative aspect of our society that's been brought out by social media, but we can move past that. We just need to all remember to be polite, to be courteous, and let's have some great discussions. And I think that Behind the Steel Curtain is a great place to do that when it comes to Steelers stuff.
I agree.
And I agree as well. And that is a great way to wrap this whole thing up. And I've got one sentence and we'll wrap this up greatly. 10 days of the draft, fellas. 10 days,
yes,
for newly minted Steelers to complain about and for people to want to blame with Kevin Colbert. We'll have some hashtag fire Colberts coming up this week if you don't like exactly what he did or you don't think his picks were sexy. I remember way back 17 years ago in the 18 years ago in the 2001 draft when they picked a guy in the first round. Everybody went nuts because it was not a sexy pick at all. who's Casey Hampton? We don't want mm-hmm. these big fat linemen. People were complaining. I can imagine if social media was available back then, how crazy they would have went. And you're hard-pressed for anybody that hates the big sack. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, people are going to be complaining in 10 days, and we're just going to be enjoying the draft process. So with that being said, I'm glad to be a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. I'll take the warts of the team. If they're 1-15, I'm watching. I know the two gentlemen on the phone with me are as well. I still love being a fan. And you know what? If you're that true of a Steelers fan, you're going to love them too, through the good times and the bad. And with that being said, my friends, Dave, thanks for hanging out with us tonight.
Great yeah, thanks for having me on,
guys.
Thanks
for bringing a common influence.
Antonio,
I hope I was.
You are a calming influence, and we appreciate you. And Dave, I've always got Tony, I've always got your back. Dave, I've got your back too. But
got your back too, man.
But Dave's stats aren't controversial. So.
All stats can be. You know how that goes.
So for the man that kicked the hornet's nest, Tony Defeo. For James Schofield, my name is Brian Anthony Davis. My friends, the Sharif might not like it, but rock the Casbah. You have just been hungover. We'll see you next week.